Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Township of Derry Board of Supervisors meeting scheduled for Tuesday, June 28, 2022. Before we get started with the meeting, I'll just indicate for the record that the Board of Supervisors met in executive session at 6:30 p.m. this evening to discuss legal matters. That meeting ended at approximately 7 p.m. And although it is posted in the meeting room, I wish to advise all persons present that anyone attending this meeting should know that the meeting is and has been, these meetings are recorded for the purpose of keeping accurate minutes, and so that you should know that we do take over all public meetings. All right, so with that, I'm calling the meeting to order. I would ask everyone to rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And Mr. Crispin, would you please conduct the roll call?
Certainly. Supervisor Zamuda?
Here.
Supervisor Corrado?
Here.
Supervisor Nunn?
Here.
Supervisor Whitehoff?
Here.
And Supervisor Abruzzo?
Here.
There are five present, Mr. Chairman.
Very good. Seeing as all members of the board are present, we also established a quorum, and we will move on with our agenda. The first item on the agenda is visitor or public comment. This is the opportunity for any members of the public wishing to come forward and place comment into the public record. We ask that you identify yourself by first name, last name, and spell your last name if you have a particularly difficult last name to spell, and your address. And then we ask that folks keep their comment to about 3 minutes or so. If you get close to the three-minute line, I typically will ask you to sort of wrap up just so we can move on with the agenda, but the discretion of the chair, oftentimes speakers are also allowed to go beyond. So I don't want anybody to think they can cut off right at the three-minute mark. So with that, is there any member of the public that would like to come forward? Please do so.
Good evening. My name is Mark Ofstack. It's O, V as in Victory, S-A-K. I live at 147 West Robert Road, versus PA 17033. I have several comments. When I was here at the last meeting, I noticed that the visitors signed in, there was many people here who did not sign in. And these people had business before the board, and once their business was conducted, they got up and left. I would suggest that you might want to have a public comment sign-up sheet, and that way you know how many people are here who wish to speak, and that way they can be given the amount of time that you have available. Now, on to waste management. I asked you guys about the making noise when I was here last time. They were good last week for 1 week. But our new problem is our bill that we just received. Now, we had a balance of $1.11 for our last quarter. And it took my mother 4 phone calls to these people to get her 3 bag service changed to pay what you throw. I paid them $10 because we never got an updated invoice from them. So now they're telling us we owe them $9.97, yet by my math, which I believe is still valid, we owe them $5.97. So I guess she's going to have to make 4 more phone calls to these people to get this straightened out. Last meeting, there was a comment about speeding on Church Road. There is speeding going on pretty much every street in this township. Governor Road is particularly bad, especially when traffic is light. People see that as a sign that they can be traveling 50 miles an hour. We also have a problem with people using the rear alley behind our residence as a through street to travel to the next block because they just feel it's convenient. Some of these vehicles are traveling 20, 25 miles an hour. Now, this is a one-lane alley, just like every alley in this township is. There's limited sight distance. People have hedges and trees that are overgrown into the alley, which makes it dangerous. There are many people who use the alley to walk, plus kids use the alley to ride their bikes. I don't know what can be done about it. I tried posting a sign. That only seemed to encourage people to drive faster. And my other comment is regarding the DTMA. I requested that a rain tax credit be issued to my mom. I did this 2 years ago and got my response. I filed another one asking for a member, the MS4 person, I believe, to conduct a site visit. This was done last year. And as of this date, nobody from the DTMA has been in contact with us. So that's all I have for tonight.
All right, thank you very much for your comments. All right, seeing as no one else has come forward, we'll move on to the next item on the agenda, which is our consent calendar. As you know, under the consent calendar, we can take each item separately or all items together. That's at the discretion of the board. Under the consent calendar, item A is the adoption of the Board of Supervisor meeting minutes for June 14th, 2022, and the approval. Item B under consent calendar is the approval of accounts payable in the amount of $226,898.72 and payroll in the amount of $321,457.67. So at this time, I will look for a motion from the floor to determine our next step.
I'll make a motion to adopt the consent calendar items A and B.
Right, very good. Motion made by Mr. Izumuda to adopt both items under the consent calendar in one motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion seconded by Mr. Corrado. Is there any discussion or any questions? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously. Thank you. That will take us to new business. The first item under new business, under A, is the Derry Township Municipal Authority second quarter update. Mr. Raycup and Ms. Ryan.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. Glad to be back here with you tonight. Just similar to the last meeting when I was here in March, I just want to go over some organizational updates since our March.
Sorry, can you hold down the one button on the bottom underneath? Sorry, it's self-service. Thank you.
That way it's in the recording. go over the organization updates since the March meeting. Go over some of our wastewater projects, and then Sarah's going to take it away with some of the stormwater projects that are still in planning or ones that are into construction or about to get into construction. First, I want to thank Chrisman for his time of service on the DTMA board. He served for the last year and a half his time being a resident here in Derry Township, so we thank you for your service and appreciate your time on the board. We welcome Mr. Corrado last night. So I appreciate your willingness to volunteer on our board. I look forward to working with you. As far as some more other organizational changes, the authority board did approve a rate schedule amendment, which serves entirely for the Londonderry Township 230 project. And those are specifically related to residents that are located just within the Londonderry Township boundary along 230. Has no impact to Derry Township residents or other bulk customers in our service area. And those rates and capital fee updates are posted on our website under the resources tab. We're also pleased to note that we received FEMA disaster relief funds. We worked with Officer Roach in the beginning to help us set forth in the guidelines to submit. We've been successful in that. We currently had two rounds of submission. We're going to receive $78,000 for the flooding that occurred on the plant site where a sinkhole developed, and we're also going to receive, or pending receiving, around $25,000 for other miscellaneous impacts that were caused on our facilities around town. Also, I'm pleased to announce that we received a non-binding letter from the USEDA on a $3 million grant to put towards our Southwest plant upgrade project. So that right now that's estimated, originally it was estimated to be about $10 to $12 million. With supply chain issues, material cost increases, we're looking at about a $15 million project now. So this grant will certainly help offset those cost increases that we're experiencing to no impact to our ratepayers. And one item that we just worked on, and we applied for the Dauphin County Infrastructure Bank loan. We submitted for two projects, the Spring Creek Interceptor project, which I have listed here on the screen. This project we actually went out to bid and awarded to Hankowitz last month at our board meeting. This project entails and really covers two things. Number one, there was already a capacity issue with that line that our team identified, and a lot of that was contributed from Trove's growth that they've experienced over the last 10 years. And then also the other areas that we have identified and working with Chuck and his team on that, the area that is potential for growth and development. We wanted to be able to accommodate with an upsize to the interceptor, and generally from the Tanger outlets down Northeast Drive, heading west on East Derry, and then it cuts back around Building 45 on Hershey's property and around behind the silos across the creek. Pretty significant project. The impact to the community is obviously going to be around Tanger outlets, so we're going to continue to work with the township staff and also have the outreach that we've been doing through e-news to let the community know of any road closures. And as far as wastewater project updates, I'll just hit the three major ones, and that's with our energy enhancement project with the cogeneration facility. We're still experiencing delays. The contractor's about 9 to 10 months behind based on our progress meeting today. We do expect to have the system tested, operational by the end of this year, so we can offset our energy costs, which, again, as I mentioned in the last board meeting, it's a roughly $300,000 to $400,000 in savings, significant benefits, subsidize our continuously increasing operating costs for our ratepayers. Southwest plant upgrade, we're waiting on that USEDA binding letter so that we can proceed. We certainly don't want to risk eligibility and award of that grant money. And obviously there's some federal requirements that need to be included in the contract, so we want to make sure that we have all that information before we go out to bid for the project. We would expect to go out to bid for the next month or two. We're still in good standing as far as getting ahead of all the development that's happening in Londonderry. They're still years away from the significant impact of increased development along 230, which is generally why that plant is being upgraded for. The warehouses that are being built, the plant can handle that today. And then finally, biosolids processing handling improvements. I mentioned the impacts that we're seeing with DEP and the potential draft general permit revisions for how we land apply our beneficial reuse of biosolids. The DEP has decided to extend the permits, so we're not really under any crunch to review any impacts that might be coming out with the phosphorus index, the PFAS impacts, and the issues that they're quite frankly having farmers with storing the biosolids in these facilities or the farms. So that's all I have for updates. I can turn the floor over to Sarah now, or I can answer questions specifically related to wastewater projects or anything the board may have in the organization.
Any questions? Any questions for Bill? If not, is Ryan?
All right. Floor. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Bill.
Nope, you're good.
Hi, I'm Sarah Ryan. I am DTMA's stormwater program manager. I'm happy to speak with you about your credits. I actually just started in December, so I'm still working through some of the backlog. So please speak with me after the meeting. I'm happy to sort that out. I just wanted to give you some updates about some of the projects that we are going to be going to construction with late summer, early fall. Two of them are Bullfrog Valley and Deer Run stream restorations. Those are expected to start construction probably late August, early September, and they will last through, their expected completion date is in April of 2023. We're aware that those are two major trail areas, so the, sorry, I'm a little nervous. Seeing you guys all up there, it's a little bit. We want to be cognizant that, you know, this is a resource for our community. So at least one of the trails will remain throughout that. And we will, you know, work closely with communication in terms of when those closures will be happening. I also wanted to mention we're doing the Forest Avenue. It's swale. We're converting it into a basin. And we're also working at the culvert at Wood Road and Limit Court. We're going to be installing a series of step poles leading to that culvert to help slow the water. Sorry, going a little too fast. Just trying to show you where you are. And the colors on the mountains are meaningless. So,
hey, Sarah, can you speak into the mic?
Sure.
You've been the mic to work.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for a taller person.
So that one is also, we're looking at fall construction, and I'm aware that Walton Mill Road may be closed at that time. So we will be working closely with contractors to replace that as quickly as possible and be aware of time with particularly the event center shift changes and just try to impact traffic as little as possible with that one. Because, like I said, we recognize Longville Road being closed there, so that could be a little bit of a tricky situation with traffic, but that piece of the construction should be able to happen quickly. Most of it will be happening off of Lemon Court. We also are going to be replacing the culvert at the Shank Park entrance. That's a needed replacement. I'm working with Zach on coming up with the design and looking again, looking at timing around activities in the park, since that is our only particular entrance to that park. So that one we're working closely with. We are also going to be looking at, so yes, this culvert here, you can see it in this photo. You can tell that it's actually two corrugated metal culverts. The one in the bottom is eroded out. So we want to get that replaced. With a planned replacement rather than emergency replacement if possible. We also, as Bill mentioned, we're looking at Ridge Road at Chocolate Avenue and doing those drainage improvements. We are looking at a more comprehensive way to address that. So we're looking at doing construction, at least as far as up as Caracas, to address the ponding in that area, bring it down through the intersection, increase the size of the culvert under the railroad to allow that water to drain more freely, keep the roadways clear during those intense storm events. Currently, we're experiencing surcharge, and we want to just increase that for safety reasons. So that we're going for funding for. And that we're hoping to go to construction in this January 2023, but I know we're working through timelines because there's restrictions around when we construct in the PennDOT right away, as well as activity in Christian Park. Since we'll be doing construction activities there, we want to make sure that the park is not actually operational when we're working there. So we're collaborating closely with Christian to make sure we're working with that appropriately. We're also, and then I just wanted to give an outside update on Brookside Park. I know there's been a lot of questions about that one. There was an unexpected condition, some condition in the one infall into the basin from Vesper Road. So we have come up with a way to address that that will minimally impact the neighborhood. And we are waiting for the structure that we need to do that. And unfortunately, that's about 2 months out. So our construction company has gone back and smoothed out the access to that area to make it a little bit more, much more palatable than it had been to the neighborhood, recognizing that, you know, this playground needs to go there. So we apologize for the delay in that, but we are working to address that as quickly as possible.
So, sir, just so that I know, because I've seen that from the road too, I did wonder what the actual improvement was that we were making.
So we, the improvement for that one is we actually replaced the outlet structure. That was one that had been failing. So that needed to be replaced. We created a sediment forebay. So there's a weir structure in there that collects a lot of sediment that will need regular maintenance. But this acts as a secondary catch for sediment because it collects so quickly in that weir structure. And then we created two low flow channels, natural low flow channels around the edge of the basin to help keep it draining so that we can still have some of that area. And the plan is to create kind of like a mixed use mowing and seeding area so that there will still be some more naturalized areas in the park, but also areas that will mow regularly over. So that is the ultimate plan for that. And then for just generally, we are looking at problem area assessments. We are aware that there are many areas that really struggle with some intense, when there's those intense storm events, that they are in those low-lying areas and looking at systemic ways to address issues there. We can add systemic storm sewer rehab projects as part of our infrastructure so that we are proactive on fixing those before they become problematic. So, any other questions? Sorry, I apologize for updating you through that day.
Does anybody have questions for Sarah? Thank you, sir, very much. Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it.
Absolutely, a pleasure.
All right, well, moving along on the agenda, item B is the request for authorization to advertise for the sale of surplus township property in accordance with the Pennsylvania Second Class Township Code, Section 1504, and Derry Township Resolution 2020-19. Chief Warder.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Derry Township Police Department has several vehicles that have outlived their useful life and are ready to be disposed of per Section 1504 of the Pennsylvania Second Class Township Code and Derry Township Resolution 2020-19. The surplus equipment is listed on the attached file. It's a 2003 Chevrolet Tahoe, a 2006 Chevrolet Impala, and three 2010 Ford Crown Toys. Should the board approve authorization to advertise for the disposition of surplus equipment, items will be auctioned off through the municipal electronic auction site. Following the close of the auction, the board will review and approve the bids at a subsequent meeting.
Any questions for the chief on this item? If not, we can entertain a motion.
I'll offer a motion that the Board of Supervisors authorize the administration to advertise for the sale and disposition of the surplus township property as discussed by Chief Warner this evening.
Thank you. Motion made by Mrs. Nutt. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion seconded by Mr. Sabuda. Any questions? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Chief. Next item on the agenda, C, is the adoption of the decision for conditional use application number 2022-05 for 524 Park Avenue, as filed by Jose M. Mannion, M.D. Mr. Emmerich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As was explained at the public hearing of May 24th, 2022, the applicant's intending to operate a food catering business located at 524 Park Avenue. The property currently contains a single-family dwelling, and the property is within the Hershey Mixed-Use Zoning District and the Compact Development Overlay. The Derry Township Planning Commission, at their meeting of May 3, 2022, recommended that the conditional use authorization be granted with conditions, those conditions have been included in the attached decision that has been circulated through the board. I'm recommending that the decision for the conditional use application 2205 be adopted.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Emmerich. As we had a public hearing in this matter and all had an opportunity to question the applicant and had ample time to review the board's proposed decision, I would ask, are there any questions or any further discussion on this issue? If not, we can entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion, Mr. Chair, that conditional use application number 2022-05 be adopted.
All right, thank you, Mr. Zanuta. Motion made for adoption of the conditional use application by Mr. Zanuta. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion seconded by Mrs. Nutt. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously. That takes us to item D on the agenda, which is the adoption of a decision for conditional use application number 2022-04 for 971 Bullfrog Valley Road and 1550 Sandhill Road, as filed by Mary Driscoll. Mr. Emmerich.
Thank you. This was also before the board. This was also before the board in a public hearing on May 24th, 2022, where it was noted that the applicant's intending to construct and operate a health and fitness center on the property formerly occupied by Ziegler's Auction Company and a towing company, located both at 1550 Sandhill Road and 971 Bullfrog Valley Road. The property is still owned by Jay, I think. Still owned by Jay Ziegler. I know it's getting close. And it's located in our R1 zoning district in the Sandhill Road 012 overlay zoning district. And it's in the process of being subdivided. Actually, that plan was recorded. Derry Township Planning Commission at their meeting on May 3rd, 2022 recommended that conditional use authorization be granted. I am making the same recommendation to you. Thank you.
Any questions for Mr. Emmerich? Seeing as, again, we had a public hearing in this matter, we've had opportunities as a board to ask the applicant questions about the property, and we've all had an opportunity to review the draft decision in this matter. We can entertain a motion if there are no questions.
I'll make a motion that the decision for conditional use application number 2022-04 is hereby adopted.
All right, thank you, Mr. Wyckoff. Motion made by Mr. Wyckoff for adoption of the conditional use decision. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion seconded by Mr. Corrado. Is there any discussion or questions? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously. Thank you, everyone. As I understand it, Mr. Christman, we have an item that you'd like to have us add to the agenda this evening. Would you mind providing some background on that item, and then we'll entertain a motion?
Certainly. So if the board is aware, anytime you wish to make a change to a public agenda, the law surrounding that change is now you can't just make it on the fly in the afternoon of a meeting and appear on an agenda to give the public adequate notice. So as a result, the board has to take public action to add or not add items to its agenda at a public meeting by taking a vote to whether or not you wish to amend your agenda. The item in question tonight is, of course, as you all are aware, we have been evaluating tax collection services in Derry Township in conjunction with the Derry Township School District to look to see if there's a way for us to A, improve service and or save costs, looking at the whole myriad of services as what's provided locally here by our tax association. Part of that process requires us to give notice to the association, to the local tax collector, to the district, as they are all part of the tri-party agreement. The provision of that agreement is that we need to provide notice by June 30th of any given year that any one of those entities wishes to make a change to the agreement or evaluate the service. So the purpose of bringing it forward tonight is our June 30th deadline is is quickly approaching in 2 days. The board has an opportunity, if we are going to explore other options with respect to tax collection services, I would request tonight that you amend your agenda to allow us to draft a letter of notice in accordance with the agreement to be sent prior to June 30th, giving notice to both the district, the tax collector, and the association of Derry Township's intent to evaluate this service.
So, all right, any questions for Mr. Chrisman? I think I understand the motion here. Any questions? All right, so I'll go ahead and make a motion that we amend tonight's agenda to include the item of notification to the school district and the Tax Collection Association of our intention not to renew that agreement. And then, assuming that it gets seconded and voted in, we can then discuss the the substance of the motion.
The two-part test. So you want to get it onto the agenda, and then you can open it up for public discussion or deliberation.
So the motion's been made. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay, motion seconded by Mrs. Nutt. Is there any further discussion or any questions? All those in favor of adding this agenda item to the agenda for tonight's meeting, please vote aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously. So we are now what would be letter E, item E on our agenda, which I suppose is just notification.
It's requesting authorization to provide notice to the Derry Township School District, the Derry Township Tax Collector, and the Derry Township Tax Association of our intent to modify or terminate the agreement for tax collection services.
Okay. And so with that, why don't I turn to Mr. Armstrong. Did you have any background you want to provide on this particular?
No, I think Chris, you have done a pretty good job of explaining it. The two agreements that are in play is one is the 2018 agreement of cooperation between the Township Tax Collection, the Township, and the Township Tax Collector, as well as the school district. And then the other one is the latest addendum to the joint agreement for collection of taxes. And that agreement is between the Township Derry, the Derry Township School District, and the Derry Township Tax Collection Association. But in essence, what this is, it's a motion to authorize the Township to send out the notice letter informing everyone of the Township's intent to either modify and or terminate those agreements based upon the earlier discussion of the Township's investigation or review or consideration of other potential options.
All right, so in order to preserve all of our options, including doing nothing at the end, if that's what we would choose, we need to do this before June 30th to completely preserve the options available to us.
Correct.
Okay. Any questions for either Mr. Armstrong or Mr. Crispin on this item? Or comment?
I think we can ask for public consumption what the ramifications would be for this motion. If it were to carry through to the end, the termination of the contract.
So, yeah, I mean, ultimately, right now there's a couple contractual agreements with respect to the collection of taxes with the tax collector, the tax association, the school district, and the township. And if at the end of the year, after reviewing other potential options, and or an RFP associated with those services, if it would go through termination, those agreements would no longer be effective. And the township would potentially have another service provider providing those services.
But essentially, it would be the dissolution of the local tax collection here.
Ultimately, potentially. There's the real estate taxes, there's the Act 511 taxes. There's whether or not it's going to be a modification or complete termination, but yeah, ultimately that could be the end result. It could be. I'm not telling you which is going to be the end result, but that's a potential.
Okay, I just think it's valuable to get it out there, start getting it out there.
No, that's fine, because as you recall, we've talked about issuing an RFP for our services. My gosh, it seemed like a year ago now. So this is just in furtherance of that process. We're looking to, the staff has been looking for ways to save money on our budget, and this is one of those areas that they've identified that makes sense to look at. So if there's no, what I do want to do though is before we vote, I'm sure Should we have public comment on it? Please, if anybody wishes to, you've heard the motion, you've heard our explanation of why we're doing this. Is there anybody that would like to come up and offer public comment on that item, on this item? So seeing as no one has come forward to offer public comment, we'll close that public comment as well as this item on the agenda. And now I will move to the board for a motion.
Yeah. I'll offer a motion to have our township manager send a letter to the members of the agreement identifying our desire to look to modify and or terminate the agreement with the local tax association.
Okay. Right, motion made by Mrs. Nutt. I think that accomplishes what we were describing earlier. Yep, I think that's good. Is there a second to that motion?
I'll second.
Mr. Zamuda seconds that motion. Is there any further discussion or question? I hope it's clear as mud, right? I'm trying to make this an easy thing to understand, but I think you guys did it. All right, so with that, all those in favor, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously. Thank you. All right, that concludes new business on tonight's agenda. The next item would be Supervisor Board of Committee Reports. We'll begin with Mr. Zamuda and work across the dais here to Mr. Wyckoff. So, Mr. Zamuda, any Board of Committee Reports?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. Had a busy couple of days, Monday and Tuesday. Monday morning, I started off with a subdivision committee meeting where we discussed a new development for Cocoa Packs at the intersections of 322 and Main Street, on the east end of Holstown. What it is, I guess you guys know what Cocoa Packs is. Okay. This is going to be a all-encompassing retail charity sort of facility, cafe. They're also going to have a relationship with Milton Hershey School. Monday afternoon, I had DCB, Downtown Core Design Board meeting. We only had one agenda item. It was for new signage at the Wells Fargo Bank on Ridge Road. We sent it back to Wells Fargo because we didn't feel that the sign allowed for enough visibility coming out of the alley going west. The original sign was on a post. It's also non-conforming, but it was destroyed by an accident. Car ran into it or something. Tuesday this morning, we had a transportation committee meeting, and I'll try to get this one because you probably hit the last couple of months when I was here. It was normally a lot of regular business that we discuss. We welcome DTMA to their first transportation meeting. They're going to be an integral part of this because a lot of what we do and transportation meeting would. Tom does his group. It has to do with what they can do or we might want to do down the road. Let's see. Most recent thing so far is on July 12th. There's going to be a concert, so there's going to be heavy traffic in town. Let's see. We are continuing our construction of a capital improvement plan so we can prioritize road projects that we have previously discussed. And we also discussed remedies for the church road issue that those two gentlemen were up here the last couple of months. So I think we tried to come up with something. Tom is involved in that, and the chief is. So it looks like they're going to look into some either signage or some road paintings to try to slow the traffic down. I know the gentlemen that were up here tried to ask for speed bumps, but I think we all knew right off that Tom's not very happy about speed bumps, especially in the wintertime. So let's see. All right, that's all I have for my meetings. I want to mention that as an aside, There's going to be jazz at the Historical Society. It's a benefit for the Historical Society itself and the Courtyard of Honor that we're working on. That's on Friday this week from 7 to 10. So if you want to come out and hear a little bit of jazz, please show up. And that's it. Thank you.
Just a quick for your Transportation Committee, for their consideration, Mr. Humper, one of the things he talked about was a stop sign.
The stop signs are probably out.
Okay.
What they're going to look at, and the speed was originally, I think, what did he say, 1970-something, there was a 76, there was a letter written that the speed limit should be 25 down there. So I guess they're going to make sure that that is what the posted speed limit is. And they're going to try to put striping on the road, maybe reminders that the speed limit is 25. Those right now are the only things we can do immediately. So I don't know if that's going to satisfy those two gentlemen.
Maybe even the speed enforcement detail.
And that too, but you know, the availability of the.
I know I made Garth laugh when I said, but
yeah.
I do think that we could probably use speed enforcement just all in every street of the township.
I'm just laughing because I prepared this whole thing for my
report,
and you guys are stealing all my.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We'll talk about
it. Let's back out what I said, or you take it over.
Thank you. Okay.
That's
thank you very much, Rick.
Sure.
Okay, Mr. Grotto.
I have nothing to report as it relates to Parks and Rec, and Phil took my funds for DPMA, so I have nothing to report.
That's very good.
I was at the Transportation Committee meeting this morning with Supervisor Smuda. The only thing I will add is on my way into this meeting this morning, the sign is now posted for closure on Waltonville. So that is July 11th. It's definitely posted. And I also noticed this week they did put up actual barriers to the trail, and they actually dug up part of the trail. So it's definitely unusable at this point. So those are the only additions I have. And one thing I do want to note, too, I know we talked about it in our Transportation Committee meeting this morning, is it's 4th of July. And so fireworks, they said they are on Friday night, right? Or not Friday night, Sunday night.
Right.
Sunday. Did they give us a time? I don't know if they told us what the time was for fireworks.
Probably where the park closes.
Okay.
I think you said 9:30.
Did they say 9? Okay, so Sunday night is the big fireworks, and they're back to doing them.
Off the hill.
Off the hill. Okay. So just adding that since it's time to celebrate.
Bill and Sarah did all the heavy lifting for me, so I'm just along for the flight tonight. Thank you very much. Didn't give you much time, sorry.
No, I can't remember. I have had no committee meetings since our last meeting, so I don't have a report either. That'll take us to departmental reports and the police department, Chief Warner.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just to add on to what Supervisor Zamuda and Nuts relayed in reference to Church Road. We have been looking into that information. It was 1976 that speed limit was established on Church Road at 25 miles per hour. So we were able to track that down because there was some discrepancy over the years, whether that was 35 mile per hour speed limit through there because it had been posted that way at one point, but then they realized that the ordinance called for 25 miles per hour. There have been some studies done out through there in reference to multi-way stop at Lexington Hilltop and Church Road. At that time, it did not call for a four-way stop. There's certain criteria that have to be met for that four-way stop or an all-way stop to be in place. One of the things that they are pretty strict with and they refrain from most of the time is using an all-way stop as a speed enforcement or speed reducing measure. They more rely on crashes that involve that intersection, whether they're angle crashes, turning violations, those type of things. Traffic volume. Some of the speed data is utilized in the percentile speeds on the through railway. So there's a bunch of information that we're taking a look at. We've gathered a lot of information so far, and we'll continue to look at that over the next few weeks to see if a stop sign, an all-way stop, is a logical or a resolution to some of this, the issues there. At this point, I don't see it, but we're going to look further. There's another device that we have been placing to help out with some of the studies we've been conducting. It's a Kubert's device that measures speed, that device was a 3G capable device. So it's in the shop, has been for the last few weeks, upgrading it to a 5G device so we can tap into it remotely. So once we get that device back, we'll be placing it out there to collect some more speed data. But the data we've collected out there over the years, 2020, 2021, 2015, doesn't indicate a severe speeding problem out there. Some of the 85th percentile speeds that we use in a lot of these studies are over 35 miles an hour, but they're not much over 35 miles an hour, just in some specific timing phases, times of day. So that data, I think we can get a little bit better idea of that data. We can move forward and possibly make some suggestions. But as supervisors indicated, I think one of the first steps we're going to be looking at it is possibly enhancing some of the signage and then enhancing some of the roadway markings. So prior to those curbs, anywhere maybe indicating an intersection is coming up, the cross on the roadway, the plus sign, those type of things where we can indicate visually that there's something ahead that would cause motorists to want to slow down a little bit. We can put those markings and enhance some of the signage and hopefully slow some people down. And then also the enforcement aspect of it. So.
Yeah, thank you, Greg. I'm just wondering because I know the mayor of Homestown is quoting. I know, you know, it's not just us that notice that people are driving faster. And that ranges people from all ages, right? I mean, new drivers, just very mature drivers. And I'm wondering if we should do some kind of, like, our own, like, PR campaign. You know, we have the Ben and Tim Day run in August. You know, and I think it's important because we know there have been teenagers killed in our community through, you know, accidents. And I'm just saying, we should be hypersensitive about speeding in our community. Most of the roads in this community were not designed for people to really drive more than 35 miles an hour on. There's probably a few, you know, I can name the five probably, but I'm wondering if maybe with, you know, Becky, maybe even if we're putting something out in our e-news, things that just encouraging people to slow down, take their time, and not for their own safety, for the safety of others, because we're trying to create, and we have succeeded in many respects of creating a walkable, bikeable community, and we're recognizing, we feel it, right? Viscerally, we feel the speeding. I think we need to do more than just, in fairness to GART, more than speed enforcement, because that's one intersection at a time. You know, maybe there's a bigger, broader message we can deliver to folks just to plead with them to be careful on the roadways. You know, we have so many people coming through this community, tourists who aren't familiar with the community, and it's really, you know, I think that we can do something very positive here to help GART. It's really what I'm saying. I think there's more we can do to help you.
Yeah, that's Mr. Hopsack said, it's all over the place. I mean, yes. It's just not, and it's, you know, you're looking at 26 square miles to 28 square miles of township. You know, it's a little hard for us to get into all those areas every shift of every week. So, I'd be willing to try to do something. You'll join me on a weekly podcast and
I think
it is. I mean, we have our Crime Watch platform. The township has social media, and maybe we could put something in there too.
Right.
What's that message out?
I mean, a lot of good people in this community that if they saw that message, it would mean something to them, and they, you know, hopefully would remind family members and people that take their time. We see it in, everybody sees it in their own neighborhoods, and I often tell people, when you're standing on your driveway or on the street, and somebody drives by going 30 miles an hour, that 30 miles an hour seems much faster than it is if you're standing outside the car, right? And conversely, if you're driving 30 miles an hour, it feels like you're going 20. So some of it is perception, but we do know, we just know people are driving faster through the community at a greater frequency, I think, than ever before. So whatever we can do from a public campaign standpoint to support the police department in this respect, I think it's good for everybody.
It's a little bit different when you're trained for it. We were just out with a resident the other day, Lieutenant Dental and myself, and while we're with the resident, the car is driving up the roadway, he says, "See, look, that guy's doing 50 miles an hour." And we both look at each other, we're like, 26. Yeah, it's like, you know, you get trained to, you have to be trained, because when you're using a speed timer device, you have to be able to estimate what that car is doing. So, yeah, it is different in the size of the vehicle. So, bigger trucks always seem like they're going faster, those type of things.
I just want to point out for the record, the way automobiles are made today, you just touch the gas pedal and that engine revs and you move, right? If you go back to the 60s and 70s, you had a jam. I wasn't driving in the 60s and 70s, by the way. But you had to jam your foot on the gas pedal, right? And then the car moved. Cars move faster today, more easily than ever before. So there's a lot of factors, I think, that are causing this. So anyway, I thank you guys for your work, for whatever we can do, and if there's any support you need from us, Becky, on this, you know, let us know, and we'll help.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's all I have for that.
All right. Looks like Dave is not here for the fire department tonight. Tom, you have anything for Public Works?
Just to pass along, our contract at Millie and Pavey was finished this morning on Sand Hill Road. Finally got dry enough, they were able to finish that up. We are going to pave the spots on Clearwater that have been built. Paver operators on vacation this week, so we're going to work on that next week. We cleaned up, fixed up a couple of spots on Bullfrog Valley Road ahead of that detour. We're trying to get as much done up in that area as we can before July rolls around. That's kind of it.
Thanks, Tom.
Yep.
Roush looks amazing.
Oh, yes. Turned out like we were on Roush Sandhill Road from Ziegler's Auction out around the bend past 9, and then we were down in Yorktown and Sandhill Road. On Sandhill Road, if you haven't seen, we did the area where they put the underground transmission line in the other year. They paved the southbound lane from Cherry all the way up to the curbs. This year, we paved the northbound lane from Forest down past Country Meadows. That had a lot of cuts in it from when the stormwater program, about 12, 15 years ago, put all those pipes and inlets down through there, and there was cracks in the trench lines and things like that. So that road will be good for a lot of years to come now.
Good. That's great news.
That's good.
Allison, library.
Just a reminder that we are closed on July 4th, so come every other day. Don't come that day.
Cool. Zach, Parks and Rec.
We've had an extremely busy 2 weeks, for the last 2 weeks, with the opening of the community center on June 13th. We are up to 3,700 members and 518 Silver Sneakers memberships, which puts us at currently at 87% of our membership goal. With 6 months to go. So we're in good shape there. We've had over 5,000 visitors since we've opened. That's not including our program participants. That's just members coming in or the group in with daily fees. So just continue to ask for everyone's patience as our staff attempts to keep up with the demand and fine-tune all of our operations.
Very time. I do want to commend you. I know you're there. Literally, I feel like you're there 24 hours a day, Zach.
I feel the same.
I mean, I know. I feel like but I also want to tell you that the training that you've given your staff, and I know a lot of it's ongoing because many of them have just recently been trained. You've done a really good job. Everybody's professional, polite, and helpful, and just doing a great job in there. And you know, this is a big time of need because everybody coming through has questions and they want to know, but your staff has been terrific. So,
no, I'll pass that on. Thank you.
This is my favorite part. Mr. Bonanno, engineering.
I got one for you tonight.
Okay.
So I've just done an update with DTMA and the stormwater. Stormwater ordinance that used to be new is now was enacted in 2010. Is you know 12 plus years old, and with the ongoing MS4 requirements, that needs to be updated. So Chuck, Sarah, and our team's updating that ordinance, so that should be brought before you
soon.
Weeks, months, here shortly. But we have a lot of the things already in place. We're going to make some tweaks that Chuck and I have found in the last 12 years and bring that forward. So.
And new lines.
Great. Thank you. I do appreciate that. Trevor, community development.
I'll give you a heads up, we'll also be looking at a fireworks ordinance before long. It was drafted by Pat originally. I did some markups. I actually shared it with Jason White over at HNR. Those came back. Everything went back to Pat. And I think we're about ready to wrap it up and bring it forward. We'll be looking at for some advertising dates before long. I have nothing else. Thank you
very much.
Did you think of what it was?
Yeah, I did. But you know what? I asked Natalie, she cleared it up.
Good. Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Mr. Chrisman.
I have nothing further, but just to wish everybody a happy 4th of July since we won't be meeting until after the holiday. So, thank you.
Thank you. Likewise. All right, that will take us to the next visitor public comment session. Anybody wishing to come forward, please do so.
To announce myself.
Yeah, you should just keep the record.
You're recording this time. You didn't record me last time.
No, you recorded.
My name is Mark Offsack. I live in Victory, SAK. I reside at 147 West Garden Road, RGPA 17033. I just wanted to add some things to your talk about transportation. We have more of an issue than just speeding. We have people running stop signs, red lights. We have issues with so many vehicles, especially high-profile SUVs, that are being parked on the streets close to intersections. Some of them park way too close to an intersection for people to be able to see. I mean, there's been how many accidents on Elm Avenue? And it's a combination of the speed that people use on Elm Avenue, plus limited sight distance and people who just don't bother to stop. And I've had several people that have had a near miss with me. Fortunately, I'm a safe driver, and I watch out for people who don't watch out for themselves. So I watch the gentleman who sweeps the streets. He basically just plays pinball with all these cars that are parked. It's basically a waste of time for him to be sweeping streets. And I believe it's part of your MS4, sweeping streets is required. Probably you want to look at limiting some of the parking. These streets were not designed to have two-sided parking. They're not wide enough. You need a minimum 10-foot for a travel lane. All it's doing is creating issues for people to try and weave in and out to pass vehicles that are driving the opposing way. Your only other option is to start making streets one way, and that's going to inconvenience the people who are using these residential streets as a shortcut to avoid some of the traffic at some of the major intersections. But that's also going to inconvenience the residents because now they will have to drive around in circles to get to their property. So it's a lot more than just, hey, the speed. It's more than just sending officers up. Unfortunately, some of the biggest speeders work at the medical center. I spent quite a bit of time at Cocoa Avenue and Elm talking to Bob before he retired. And he we just watched blue blue stickers on a hurry to get to the hospital. Even though it's a 15 mile per hour speed limit, there were schools in it. And even Bob commented about how fast some of these vehicles are traveling. So it's more than educating people. I mean, the tourists that come here, you're not going to reach them by putting something on your website. It's going to be a combination of enforcement and public education. That's all I can say about this. It's not really for me to tell you what to do. Somebody has to get together here and come up with a plan so that people see an improvement in their neighborhoods. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. And anyone else? All right. Seeing as no one's come forward, we will move on to the next item on the agenda, which is adjournment. We'll need a motion and a second.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn made by Mr. Zmuda. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion seconded by Mr. Prado. All in favor, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. Motion passes, and our meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.